From July through September, Democratic incumbent Congressman Bill Enyart spent more than twice what he brought in, raising almost $412,000 and spending nearly $871,000. He ended the quarter with roughly $218,000 in the bank. Enyart's Republican challenger Mike Bost raised a bit more than $348,000 and spent more than $613,000, leaving $82,000 on hand at the end of September. The Green Party's Paula Bradshaw doesn't take contributions from corporations and instead relies on individual donations. She started the quarter with less than $500. Raised almost $3,500 and spent about $1,700. It all might sound like a lot of money. That's until you look at the Federal Elections Commission's House Independent Expenditure Report. That shows more than $5 million was spent on the 12th just in the last 6 weeks. Paul Simon Public Policy Institute Executive Director David Yepsen says that's just the tip of the iceberg.
I think what we're seeing here is the effect of the Citizens United Supreme Court decision. More and more money is being raised by outside groups, groups that aren't affiliated with candidates, and sometimes not even with the parties, and they're having a huge impact on our elections.
Nonprofit groups can allow major donors to remain largely anonymous, meaning they can sway elections without many voters even knowing who's calling the shots. Yepsen says that sets a dangerous precedent.
Well, the great danger in this is that candidates no longer really are having to raise that much money themselves or even their parties. It's the outside groups that they have to curry favor with because those groups put lots of money into their campaigns. While legally candidates cannot coordinate with a lot of these outside groups, the fact of the matter is after the election, they understand who put the money in and who they owe favors to. It's a sad state of affairs.
Before Citizens United, disclosure was the only way people could find out who was spending money and where they were putting that cash. Yepsen says we're moving in the wrong direction when it comes to open records and disclosure.
One solution to the campaign finance issue in this country would be full disclosure of all contributions. Unfortunately, these court decisions are now making it more difficult to find out who's giving what money to which candidates. People can put money in certain kinds of nonprofit organizations without having to disclose, and those nonprofit organizations can then spend that money in a campaign.
While the FEC still requires campaigns to disclose where they're getting their cash, and they're also tracking party spending, that's only a small fraction of what's being spent by special interest groups, who sometimes are interested in just one issue. Yepsen says that affects more than just the campaigns.
You know, I think this has a real bad effect on our politics. It discourages people from running because they're not sure they can amass this kind of money. It discourages people from being active in a campaign because they don't think it makes any difference. It discourages people from, it makes for public cynicism about politics. And that's a sad state of affairs.
Yepsen says this kind of political spending, most of it hidden behind closed doors, raises dozens of questions about who's running the campaigns and who those candidates are answering to.
It's really a conundrum. I mean, the First Amendment protects free speech, and so that's a good thing. But yet at the same token, we're, you know, millions and millions of dollars are poured into our politics now because of this. And I tend to think it's crowding out some speech, and particularly for, say, minor candidates who never have much of a chance anyway, but certainly not under this system.
Political watchers recommend organizations like Project Vote Smart and Open Secrets for voters to track where the money is coming from. With just more than 2 weeks before Election Day, experts say that knowledge may be as critical as where a candidate stands on issues. I'm Jennifer Fuller.